This is Out and About with Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today I'm talking with Sharon Samuels Reed. She serves as the artistic director for the Heritage Ensemble. She joins me today to talk about their upcoming performance taking place tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College. Notably, the performance marks the organization's 20th anniversary. Sharon, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here.
And one thing I love about the Heritage Ensemble's mission and really core value is to celebrate the history and the culture of African Americans through music. Now, talk a little bit about the title of this performance, which so beautifully ties into that mission.
Yes, we always entitle this Juneteenth, an American Celebration. And while the music that we sing most often is a Negro spiritual, born out of the belly of the slave, it's not a period that anybody likes to talk about a lot, but we cannot forget it as a part of America's history. And Juneteenth grew out of the slaves in Texas hearing about the Emancipation Proclamation almost 2.5 years after its signing. But it is America's celebration because it is a part of America's history. So that's why I call it the Juneteenth, an American Celebration concert.
And this is also a reunion concert. You're going to be having former members come back and perform alongside current members, correct?
Yes, we are very excited about that. The first half of the concert will be the current group, and the second half of the concert will be those who will join us on stage from previous years. And we are so excited about that.
You've been the artistic director since its inception.
Yes.
20 years ago.
Yes, yes. I founded the group and continue as its artistic director.
So, Sharon, take us back 20 years and tell us a little bit about what spurred you to develop this group and bring it together.
Well, for 10 years before this, we had a core group of performers that every time the community wanted to do a production that was about and for African Americans, they would ask me to come on board and to recruit the choirs and the choruses necessary to do the productions. And we did Dream Girls, Sophisticated Ladies, A Misbehavin'. We did one that one of our members wrote the review, Ebony Broadway. And so each time an opportunity like that came along, I would be invited. And we would talk about it from time to time. And then I was teaching in Pekin at the time that Dr. Fiora Cantino, the director of Opera Illinois, called me in and said that they wanted to do the stage production of Porgy and Bess. My sorority had done the concert version of Porgy and Bess years before. And she said to me, we cannot do this without you recruiting the chorus. So I've always operated my life on using the gifts that God has given me for the betterment of the community. And when someone says to me, we need you to do this, it takes on a different meaning for me. And so I thought, okay, I will do Porgy and Bess. And we got the group together. After that, or near the end of that production, she said, Sharon, the community needs this group. And I was like, but I don't have the time. And she said, you're never going to have the time. But please consider naming the group and staying together. And I listened to that wisdom, talked to members of the core group, and we all decided that we would. And we knew that we would be filling a cultural void continuously, not just when someone says we're going to have a production. We decided to be our own production company so that this message about the impact of this music would be a continuous thread running through this community. And that's what we did.
So 20 years later, we're here.
20 years here, 20 years later, we're still here. I don't know how, but we are. And it's been an awfully beautiful run. The journey has been beautiful.
Now, Sharon, when you talk about filling that cultural void, you have language on your website, again, attached to your mission that talks about tearing down walls and building bridges. Over the last 20 years, how have you seen the Heritage Ensemble do just that?
In many ways, and it begins with us. We begin with our own education, our own rich heritage, knowing who we are, knowing the impact that our ancestors, and we have an obligation to continue. That's where it is most important. And then in our music, we share that with the community. And we call it edutainment.
Mm.
It begins with education, and it usually entertains people as well, because it is so inspirational, it is so full of joy. Even the sadness speaks of the beauty of yet to come. And so we take that very seriously. So we study, research, preserve, through our performances, the music of the slave. And since it is America's music, our group has been diverse from the very beginning. I teach all of this music from an historical perspective and talk about how important it is for all of us to know each other. So the Heritage Ensemble, I think, is the only major performing arts organization in this community that began with a diverse board of directors, a diverse staff, a diverse singing membership. We didn't have to become politically correct somewhere along the way. We started with being the change that we wanted to see in this community.
I've been talking with Sharon Samuels-Reed of the Heritage Ensemble about their performance, Juneteenth, an American Celebration, taking place Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Illinois Central College Performing Arts Center. Tickets can be purchased at the door or by visiting the Illinois Central College Performing Arts Center website. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us today.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you.
And Sunday at 6 p.m., the Central Illinois Jazz Society will present Kind of Blue at 60, a tribute to the Miles Davis classic. The performance celebrates the album of the same name, which was produced 60 years ago. The events will take place at the Trailside Event Center in Peoria Heights and will feature musicians Edgar Crockett, Dan Berkey, and Larry Harms, and more. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.